So I want to move on now and talk about, I guess, the more common situation where you don't see a genomic alteration in the tumor. You could call it wild-type disease. And we had a patient who was presented by Pam Goodwin, actually, a patient who had metastatic squamous cell cancer. And this patient actually, because of the fact, I guess, she had a TPS score, PD-L1 TPS score that was over 50%, got the checkpoint inhibitor pembrolizumab, actually seems like responded to the treatment, but also developed some problematic diarrhea that they were concerned might be related to the checkpoint inhibitor. First of all, maybe you can talk a little bit about the approach to a patient. As you mentioned before, in metastatic squamous cell or squamous cell, we don't really see many, if any, of these tumor alterations. How you think through the patient who's first presenting with metastatic squamous cell cancer?
Well, I think the standard of care changed in October 2016 when we learned that patients with PD-L1 high tumors had improved response with pembrolizumab compared to chemotherapy. And that was a trial that enrolled patients that were squamous and non-squamous. In the absence of other oncogenic drivers, there's a lot more interest in finding good options for patients with squamous cancer. So, of course, PD-L1 testing is the first thing that I think about. For patients who are PD-L1 high, the answer is clear. I would use pembrolizumab. For patients who are PD-L1 intermediate or low, those patients are treated right now with chemotherapy, carboplatin-based regimens, either with nab-paclitaxel or with gemcitabine, tend to be my platinum doublets of preference.